Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. We are excited to have a special guest with us today. My name is Billy Admi.
And I'm Melissa Dealey.
And we are so excited to have you here on the Clear the Screen show today. Our guest, special guest today is Mario Lamar. He is the dynamic host of the Five Questions podcast of his own, a speaker, real estate investor, expert brand strategist, and professional networker. He is passionate about learning, pushing boundaries, and bringing people together. Mario thrives on uncovering powerful insights in real estate, business, and branding. His expertise in creating impactful personal and business brands, combined with his talent for building strong connections, makes him a sought-after leader in this industry. I know this firsthand because Mario and I have done a program together with mindset and branding and networking for real estate. So I know firsthand the value this guy brings to the world. So welcome, 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 Mario. We're so excited to have you here today.
Listen, girls, it's my pleasure to be on your show, Clear the Screen show. And I couldn't be happier because, Billy, we've known each other for a couple of years now, and Melissa too. And man, we've progressed in life.
How far away have we?
Lots of changes happened. So I'm excited. To talk with you guys today. Can you hear me good? The sound is good because I'm.
We can, and we love your background and the nice sunny California weather where you're visiting right now. So we are. I mean, we have some nice beautiful weather here too. You just can't see it with our background.
So Mario, for joining us from your, while on the road, we really appreciate it, and we're excited to have this conversation with you and have you share how far you have come in such a short amount of time using these tools.
Yeah. So, you know, Mario and I, you know, we met through real estate investing. We were starting our real estate journey. And like you said, we've come a long way. And a lot of it has to do with us getting out of our own way, right? Going from this victim island over to Solution City. So, Mario, can you please share your journey of your specific, you know, where you were when you were on victim island and how you now using these tools? Because as you've learned some of the tools that we teach, how using those tools now have gotten you into here in Solution City and now living such a beautiful life that you have now.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, and I'll be honest, it's always, you need to work at it. It's not a once and done thing.
Right.
Right?
The tools not a crash that diet, right? It's not a crash diet. It's a lifestyle. That's what we say.
Not a crash diet. You know, I remember when I first started to use the tools that you guys gave me, was actually with Billy. After a deal in real estate gone wrong, and I felt like such a loser because I was supposed to know what I did, what I was doing, and I ended up losing a lot of money on that deal. I had to walk away from it, and you know, at that point, you feel like, you know, you studied, you're supposed to know what you're doing. What is wrong with me? Do I give up? Do I push further? And then we had a conversation, me and Billy, about how to go about it. And you pushed me to, and made me realize to keep on pushing, to not view the hurdles as failures, but as learning experiences. And so that really helped me to push on, continue. And now I'm thankful that I did, because without all the different projects that I built through after that, man, my life changed. So, and then we, you know, I went through you guys' program, a intensive program, and lots of different tools, even how to implement it into sales process with the eye patterns, right? And that really caught my attention. I, you know, the pressure points on, if you're feeling anxiety, you can install a good feeling to help you, or really how to shift your mind, because everybody's going to go through a bad day. We don't go through a program like yours and then we're superhumans, right? We're still humans, regular people. We just know how to deal with it better.
Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful.
And so it just helps you to constantly push through the different hurdles that everybody's going to face, whether it's in business or personal life, you know. So it's I don't know if I answered the question.
No, I
started talking.
I love that. And you know, you know the analogy that we use is victim island to solution city. And the first time you're going to go there, you're going to be a little rowboat, and you know, it's going to be a lot more work. And then, you know, the next time you go, maybe you'll be in a little Sea-Doo, and then, you know, eventually you get to this nice shiny red speedboat where, as you said, life's going to happen to you. However, you know, now you know how to get back over here to Solution City because you know that's where your power is.
Yeah. So
can you remember maybe or give us a specific example of like a moment or a breakthrough when you were doing this work that you truly felt that your identity shifted? Like when something just clicked and you had that breakthrough that, you know what, now I know what I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I can really pin a specific moment, but it's a few moments after. So every time I would go into a doubt or into a feeling of, is it for me? Am I really fit for this? You know, even putting the program together, you always compare yourself to people that have done it longer, people that have been doing it for 10, 15, 20 years. And you're like, wow, how come I don't get these results like they do? Well, because you know, even though you have a lot of experience, they've been doing it and they've been practicing it for longer. So you can't compare. You can only feed off them and their energy. So every time I would feel like that, then I would always remember some of the tools and some of the ways of thinking that you guys gave us in your program. And then right away, it would shift. Sometimes I needed to call Billy. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I needed a phone call because just the emotion or the tool wasn't enough for me at that moment, right? So then you fall onto someone else, right? That's what it's all about, that community that you guys are building. It's not just a program you study and it's done. It's a constant evolution through to reapply the techniques. Sometimes it's getting on a call with someone that has more experience in that domain with you and keep pushing through.
I love that you mentioned that. Yeah. Resources, right? All we're doing is offering more resources. And the community piece is a huge resource that a lot of the world doesn't have, unfortunately. And that's why I love that you brought that up, Mario, was because, you know, yes, we can give you a whole bunch of tools, and except, you know, life can sometimes kick you in the butt, right? Sometimes it'll knock you over, and sometimes you just need someone to be like, hey, man, I'm down here. Can you, like, just give me a hand? And that's when, you know, reaching out to the community and saying, hey, I'm having a really crappy day. Can you help me build my frequency back up? Because that's all it has to do with is that frequency. Sometimes we get so caught in up into the negativeness of it that we get sucked into this hole that we literally need a hand up. Right? Like, so throw me a lifesaver. So I love that.
Yeah.
One thing I want to ask you, Mario, is, you know, now that you've done this work, you know the difference between working with the conscious mind and working with the unconscious mind. And you know that conscious is 10%, that's the willpower. And when we're in our unconscious, that's the 90% of it. How has the work that you're doing now amplified knowing that you can access that part of your mind?
For me, I believe that it really comes down to truly believing first in yourself and believing in what you do.
Right.
If you have that crystal clear in your unconscious mind, just the conscious things that you start doing, the steps, are everyday steps, are automatically going to align to where you want to go.
Well, you know,
I'm working on big projects right now where it's going to involve multiple countries and multiple for the summit at sea, which is something that we're going to reveal very, very soon. But is it, you know, something that's easy to do? No, but I have that vision. So everything falls into place. Sometimes we have to repiss my nose. I'm going there and I will be there. You have to see yourself there, right? So you have to really have that strong vision, right? That everything you do has to be in alignment of where you have to go, where you want to go. And you have to believe that you will be there. This is not a dream. This is not a fantasy. It's reality. You have to see it as a reality. After that, consciously, you have to make choices. Everything you're going to do in your life, and I mean everything, has to align with where you want to go. Are you going to have to push people aside from your life? Yes, you will, because not everybody will align with your past life, with where you're trying to go, right? Not because you don't love them no more, but because they just, they're not in alignment with your present goals. The lifestyle that you're living has to be, you have to live it as if you're already there. I'm not saying to make stupid decisions, monetary, and buy Ferraris as if you're already rich. This is not what we're talking about. But you have to live the life as if you're already there, right? In everything that you do. If you wake up at 11 in the morning, you're going to get the results of someone that wakes up at 11 in the morning. If you wake up early, you'll get the results that someone has when they wake up early and accomplish more in the day. All of these steps, some are unconscious, some are conscious, and but they have to connect together.
Love that, Mario. And just mentioning that you have to be the person and live the life of who you are becoming. Because again, in doing so, that's letting your unconscious mind know, this is what I want. Bring me the resources. And it's only through the unconscious mind that we can even access the resources that have been gifted to us so that we can complete and fulfill our purpose, our mission in this lifetime. And yeah, that is the key to bringing it into the present so that we can achieve the goals that we want to be achieving now. So I love that you mentioned it. And I want to take you back to something that you said earlier, and it was talking about lessons learned. And I wanted to ask you, can you identify the lessons that you learned from that initial real estate so-called failure that wasn't a failure, it was a learning, that has allowed you to move forward and, you know, decide to join our program and be able to move forward with such vision, such determination, such alignment in who you are becoming?
I'll tell you the one that jumps to my mind. I'm very competitive. You know, I want to be a winner. I want to be the one who gets the trophy and, you know, comes out on top. And at the beginning, that's how I taught. Oh, I got into a group. I saw some people having results. I say, I'm going to beat them. And so I tried to do it. And I tried. The difference is with them and me, the behind the scenes, they were working with other people. I was trying to do it on my own solo. So, and that's one of the most powerful lessons that I've learned. Even up to today, this is what I teach now because I've learned. It was such a powerful lesson that got into my head. And that's what I try to instill with people. You will always be more powerful if you work as a team. You can choose your partners. You can pick the people that will complement you, right? If everybody is has the same qualities in the team and you're always, both of you or the three of you are always doing the same things, you're not going to advance. You have to pick people that complements you, that are better than you in some domain or some areas. But that's so powerful. This is the biggest lesson I've ever learned. Stop doing it on your own. Search for partnerships.
Love that. And we're all about that. You know, the stages of learning, the fourth stage is interdependence. And a lot of our human programming is independence. I know I heard that a lot from my parents when I was growing up, that we've raised you to be independent. So my programming was that I had to do it all on my own for the longest time until I got into this work and learned that very same lesson. And that's why when Billy and I started chatting about working together, I was all in, because we do complement each other beautifully. And I've also learned it's so much more fun to work together and be in partnership and collaborate with others. And it just, it's less stressful as a result as well, because you've got someone got your back all the time, and that's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this, if we look at, if we analyze all masterminds, they're called masterminds because it's all top people or people, all like eye level top leaders that get together, or a group of people that are experienced in the same field. It doesn't exist a mastermind when you're alone in your living room or go somewhere and, you know, you mastermind by yourself. It doesn't exist. Yeah. It's a group of people. Why? Well, because it's more powerful. The way I view things with these glasses, and you put on your glasses and Billy puts on her glasses, and then we exchange each other's glasses, now we see it differently.
Yes.
The problem, the whatever that we're facing, we see it from a different angle. It's so much more powerful.
That's a beautiful analogy. And I think something that you're really pointing out here, Mario, which I just love that you're talking about this, is that there's no ego. Ego is what gets us in trouble, right? And like how you used to say, I wanted to be the best of the best. That's just your little mind ego being like, And when you realize that we're all here in it together, this is literally why Melissa and I created Amplify Impact Academy. How do we amplify impact together? Not the Billy show and the Melissa show and the Mario show. No, let's come together. And that's why Mario and you and I created, because you know I have skills that you don't have, and you have skills that I don't have. Melissa has skills that I don't have, and vice versa. And I love that, because that is what is going to allow us all to succeed, as opposed to you go do your thing, we'll do my thing, right? Like, we can all succeed together. We all, this whole talk about we are one, people really need to understand that when you have the ego talking, there is no one. It's just me by myself, right? The collective one doesn't exist. And so I love that you're speaking on that. So, you know, I know you said you're working on some really, really big projects. How have you noticed that the tools that you have now has allowed those projects? Because sometimes, again, your ego gets in the way when you're working with people, and it can cause friction, right? So how have these, now that you know some of these ways of how to deal with people and the communication styles, has allowed you to actually be more successful in your collaborations?
I would say always try to use patience and analyze before you jump to conclusions or have any decisions that might impact, you know, a project or even a relationship for that matter. When you work with other people, you're two people, two different personalities, two different, or three people or four. It's even, you know, like everybody has their own personality. So, and again, it goes to how they view things, how you view things. With clear communication, taking a step back before you say something, before you jump to conclusion, taking that few minutes of step back to self-analyze what's going on in your head. Maybe you use, you know, maybe you get flustered and then you use an anchor point to calm yourself down a little bit. You know, whatever it is, the techniques that you're using, taking a step back and not being too quick to jump to a conclusion, or that the words are out of your mouth. Because once they're out, they're not going back in. They're out forever.
Yeah. And sometimes it's the ego talking and not who your true self is, right? Yeah. That's awesome. Melissa, do you have any other questions? We have one question to go. I wanted to know.
I do. And it, of course, language is so important to us. With neuro-linguistic programming, language is our middle name. And I'm hearing you use the word push, Mario, and I know that French is your first language anyway. And I just want to ask to clarify, because as you've done this work, are you finding that it is no longer a push? However, it's rather being able to keep moving forward. And it's more of a moving forward in flow, in alignment, following the breadcrumbs that are being, you know, which are the resources that are being gifted to you, rather than that use of push and force that you might have previously needed to use.
You're right. It might be a language thing. I like the way you put it better. Pushing requires efforts, requires sometimes you dragging something and you have to push yourself to get to do it. maybe you don't really want to. That's not the case. The difference where, you know, where moving forward, there's nothing holding you back. You just keep on moving forward. And I agree with that. That's, yeah, maybe my French got in the way there, but
yeah.
I like the way you put it better. Moving forward makes it effortless, right? Sometimes you need some wind in your back to help you move forward. And what? That's when you call you and Billy.
Yeah. Well, sometimes this is what we say, is that if it's hard, you're doing it wrong, right? And not to be mistaken for effort, right? We still have to do the effort, as Melissa said, all the breadcrumbs. When a resource opportunity presents itself, instead of saying, oh, no, that's too much work, or I don't know anything, or that's where the little ego mind starts going, it's like, oh, what can I learn here? And it sounds like you're doing a lot of these big projects, and once something comes, and now another thing comes. So maybe I'll ask you a question here, Mario, because I know you mentioned that sometimes you have to drop people, things, because it's not in alignment. So how have you noticed that since now you've gotten more into alignment with who you are doing this work? Because that's really what this work is about, is learning who is Mario, right? Before the world told me who I was, or the, you know, my family or media or all this. Now that you're so in tune with who you are, how does that allow you to make the decisions of knowing when, yeah, this is the right step for me to go forward? No, this one is not feeling right. Like, how do you gauge with yourself internally that this is a yes and this is a no?
Again, I'm going to go back to time, because yeah, some decisions you can go with your gut and it's in a split second and you just know. But some decisions you will need to talk about it. You will need to reflect on it, and you will come. Life is going to put it in a way where, well, if that's the way it's going to be, it's going to shape itself that way. Because that vision, that North Pole, that unconscious road that you put for yourself is in front of you. And there's no stopping that. So, and because you're so strong about it, your life is shaping itself to where you're supposed to go. So whether it's some people that have to get out of your life, it will happen. If they have to stay, then you'll talk together and things will resolve, and then you continue, right? If it's a situation, your work, what point are you at your job? Is your 9-to-5 getting in the way of your big vision?
Yeah.
So you calculate. And I mean, I left my job last year, right? Because now I was at a point where it was getting in the way of what I was trying to achieve. Is it scary? Yeah. Did I do it? Yeah. You know, I mean, life will again shape itself to what you really want to achieve. So it's very important to take the time to analyze everything that you have around constantly, whether it's situations, people, you know, what you're doing. And this is like almost like an everyday thing that you have to do.
Yeah, it's like taking inventory, right, of yeah. What's serving me in my mission and what's not serving me in my mission. And I love that you took that leap, Mario, because a lot of people won't, because, again, it's the fear, right? It's those golden handcuffs. Well, at least I got a job and I got a regular paycheck. I was there too. And, you know, I love that through this work, people are letting go of this, right? They're realizing that this served a purpose. Now it's time for me to basically spread my wings and fly. However, the first flight is always a little scary, right? Because you're like, am I going to be?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But someone cannot expect different results if they do the same steps.
The definition of insanity, right? Exactly.
Right?
Doing the same thing over and over again. And just like we say with your neurology got you to this level. Now, if you want to get to a higher level, you got to make some changes in your neurology. And that means changing your environment. So that your environment, because you alluded to this earlier, that your environment needs to match your goals. So if you're hanging around, you know, people that aren't real estate investors and don't have big dreams, they're going to be telling you not to do them because they don't see the vision. And so I love that you said that, seeing the vision, hanging out with people that see the vision. And you know that saying, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
I love that you have that humbleness now, that I want to be in rooms that people are smarter than me, because that means I'm going to learn.
If you allow me to share something, what I teach about networking, and yep. how you grow. You see, you need to network in three different ways. The first one, you need to network upward. What does that mean? You need to network with mentors, with people that have done it longer than you, people that are more successful than you, so you can learn from them. Then you need to network inward. The current circle you have around you needs to trust you, needs to see the value that you can bring to the table, whether if it's in partnerships or if they're going to refer to someone. It has to be clear with the people that are around you. And the third one is network outward. So constantly grow your circle, grow your connections with new people, new partnerships, things that will align with obviously your vision, you know. And sometimes people only do the second one. They always network inwards, the same circles, same people, and then they expect that they're going to meet the perfect partner. Well, if you expect to meet the perfect partner within that same circle, how come you didn't find him already?
All right.
Right? It's obviously not there. So go learn how people at, you know, a higher level or more successful than you are doing it, and then mimic it and go get those, whatever you're missing, partnerships or people around you, you know? So
fill the gaps.
Fill the gaps, yeah. So it's very important the way people network, to do it intentionally. And some people don't know how, right? So that's why I decided to put that program with you, Billy, and teach the networking piece, because it's one of the things that people underestimate the most. They think it just happens by magic, but real professional networkers, they go and get what they're missing.
Right. And that aligns with the research that has been done. It says you are the combination of the five people you spend the most time with. Yeah. And so that comes back to this higher. Exactly.
Yeah.
The seed of life, and who are you hanging out with? Like, coming back to what you said at the very beginning, Mario, that sometimes you have to let go of people in your life, because if those people are the crabs in the bucket pulling you back because they're not you, they don't have your education, they don't have your mission, your purpose, they don't have your dream. So of course they don't see how it's possible.
Sometimes they don't understand.
They don't understand. And out of love, they don't want to see you fail because there's a fear of failure, which again, coming back to the very beginning, failure is simply an opportunity to learn. It's feedback.
Yeah.
And not everybody understands that. So they think they're protecting you, and you have had the brilliance to recognize, no, I'm on my path. This is where I'm going. And you're on your path, and I'm going to let you be on your path. Let me be on my path. And those are the conversations that we have to have. And then you connect with more people in your life, hang out with them, because that's the person you're becoming, is the people you're consciously choosing to associate with.
And I want to be clear on that. It's for you to do this, or when you try to you decide to move away from certain people, it's not because you start hating those people.
No.
Right? It's not because you got into a fight and now they're going to be pushed aside. No. Sometimes it's just, what's the word I would put it? Being okay to let go of that, because we all have 24 hours in a day, right? So if I hang out for 6 hours with a certain group of people, that won't bring me closer to my goals or to where I'm trying to go. Well, I lost 6 hours. Or I could have been in another group with the same 6 hours. And now for my personal life, I'm closer to where I want to be. So that's where people need to understand. It's not because you're getting into fights and you're letting go of people and now you don't talk to each other. No, it's deciding on which group you're going to spend the most amount of time with.
This the discernment piece, right? The discernment of knowing that without any, like you said, hate or negativity, just understanding that you have this mission and that you need to align with people on that mission, so that you can keep moving forward as opposed to being sucked into the, you know, the crabs in the bucket, as Melissa said. Because it's about frequency, right? You want to be at a higher frequency. And you don't want to be sucked into the lower frequency. And it's by no fault of other people, right? I had to make some really hard decisions myself for me to move forward. Sometimes you have to drop the baggage. If you don't drop the baggage, it's just going to hold you back. And we don't say baggage in a negative way. It's just things that aren't serving you any longer because they've already served their purpose.
Yeah.
Right. And today's is a, of course, you know, no coincidence. Nothing is coincidence. Today's the new moon in Leo. Today is all about, okay, well, what actions are you going to take? What are you going to put out there that's so in line with like your soul that it lights you up? Right. So what the last question we'll ask you, Mario, is what does amplify impact your life mean to you? And how do you embody that every day, knowing that you are living your mission?
So I know by using these techniques, by using understanding also the differences with the conscious mind and the unconscious mind and the visions for you. And I know what it did for me. And now I want to help other people achieve the same results of whatever their goals are. It's such, there's something so beautiful and so powerful on when you start seeing the transformation that others bring in their life. And that it might not even be anything that I want to do, but just seeing the happiness of the person and the transformation that they're going through. That's like, you can't ask nothing better than this. No amount of money can, for me, no amount of money can bring me more fulfillment than seeing people transform their lives and becoming happy with whatever they choose to do, you know? So just being part of people's journey, that amplify, you know, impact, well, that's what it means to me. So because I lived it, I like to see others lived it as well.
I love that, Mario, and I can feel your passion as you talk about it. And I absolutely know how fulfilling that is. And so thank you. Thank you for choosing to do the work for yourself and then share it with others, because that is what is so beautiful about this work. We always say one hand up and one hand down. And that's exactly what you are absolutely living. And I do have one more question for you, actually. I'm going to go back to when you talked about quitting your job last year. And congratulations, yeah. Because as you said, that is scary. And a lot of people aren't willing to take that step. And they stay in golden handcuffs, as Billy mentioned, which is sucking their soul versus, you know, listening to you talk, feeling your passion, knowing that your soul is in joy each and every day that you show up now. And also knowing that the universe loves action. When it sees you take action, it responds with resources. So you taking the action of quitting your job, just let us know what shifted in the aftermath of that that propelled you forward, because you showed the universe that action in your commitment to this mission.
When was the shift happened? And
what showed up for you after you quit your job that propelled you forward? Whereas before you couldn't move forward while you still had a 9-to-5 job. However, what shifted? What really showed up that you were like, whoa, I never expected this. This is amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, I already had started to work on the Real Estate Investor Summit at Sea before that, right? And that was just part of one of my projects, because I have my podcast, I have the Summit at Sea, I have my investments, but I wanted to have an impact on other people. I love speaking on stage. I wanted to help people. Sorry, there's a fly running after me here. Jeez. So I really wanted to live more of that, right? So after I went to a mastermind in Greece, and it was so powerful. I've never seen. They made me realize how closer I was than I was actually thinking that I was. And then I said, you know what? Maybe that's the universe telling me it's time to take that leap.
And I love that how your resource, because Melissa and I are doing the exact same mastermind in Portugal this summer. And again, this is just, we share resources, right? Hey, this worked for me. Okay, let's try it. Now this worked for me. Let's do that. And I love just how it's full circle now that we're all involved in that.
And so what started happening after is right after I got involved in a program to better my speeches on stage. That brought me opportunities to go speak on stage. After that, well, more people, because of my podcast, maybe the energy that I give, people that I don't even know reach out to me, and speakers that have been publicly speaking for years, right? That what I would consider, they're at a higher level than I am, right? I can learn from them. They reached out to me to be on my podcast. That was a pleasure. That means I'm starting to build a relationship with them. For certain ones, I invited them to be speakers at the Summit at Sea. You know how wonderful it is to know that you have worldwide renowned speakers saying yes to you to come and speak at your event? Everything started coming and falling into place for what is even, whatever we're going to release, I'm not going to say it now, but it's going to be bigger. It's just like a snowball. It just falls into place. But that's what happened when I took that leap, that first leap of saying, listen, I think now my job is slowing me down for where I'm trying to go. I have to let go. Obviously, I had, you know, money that was coming in that could pay the bills for what the salary was bringing to me. I didn't just, you know, quit with no plan. You have to be smart about it.
Yeah.
But, oh, except that, see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but.
Except you need to decide.
Yeah.
You have to trust that with the decisions you make, life will bring you closer to what you're trying to, where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that, you know, that scene in Indiana Jones where like he had to take the step and then the pillar would come for him to put on. And then you have to take the next step and then the pillar would come. It's almost like you have to take the step first without knowing what the next step is and trust that the universe will bring you the next step, which is exactly what's happened to you. And I love, Mario, we'll just end on this, is I remember this just came in that you asked me, Billy, I really want to take your course. However, I have all these things. What do you think I should do? And you know me, I'm like your sister. I will tell you the straight goods, right? Melissa are in this to help people not, you know, we're not in it for the money, right? We know the money will come. And I said to you, I'm like, Mario, you need to work on yourself first before you can show up for the world. You need to show up for yourself first before you can show up for others. And that's exactly what you decided to do. And I've seen how your life has progressed. And it, like, again, like you said, that is such a rewarding and fulfilling, you know, thing to see with people that we work with that, wow, look, like it wasn't because of me. We don't take credit for that. However, because you showed up for yourself, and now we can see how people's lives are transforming after doing this work. It is an honor to be able to facilitate that for people. And now you're doing that for other people. And so I just want to say congratulations. And I'm so excited for all that's to come. And this is just the beginning, right? Like, I feel like I'm starting 20s again. Like, on a, you know, my soul is like, yay, we're starting life again. And now we're actually, you know.
I got to tell you, I haven't been this happy in my life in many, many years, you know.
Right. Be happy, healthy, wealthy. That's our mission. If you're not happy, healthy, wealthy, you're doing something wrong. And that's what we're getting into alignment with. And yeah, it's not overnight. You just have to trust and do this as a lifestyle and keep taking the steps, keep doing the inner work, right? I love that you go, you know, you go upward, inward, outward. Same thing. This is a constant lifestyle. This is not like a crash diet. So I want to commend you for all that you're doing and thank you for coming on our show. And excited for you I'm just excited to see all that is going to unfold.
Well, I'm excited to spend a lot of more time with you guys on the cruise because you guys are the platinum sponsor this year and it's going to be amazing. We're going to transform lives, but together. And Billy, you know, Melissa, you said we spend the most amount of time with the five people we align best. I spend lots of time with Billy. Less lately because we're so busy, but if we could, we'd spend more time together, you know, and I'm just happy. And thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. It's wonderful to have you here. And thank you for sharing your story because your story will inspire others because there are other people that are exactly where you were that maybe weren't sure about taking that. You will inspire them to take that step and step into their own version of happy, healthy, wealthy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.